the people who are in the military, Jimmy was in the Army. He couldn't join ranks with the Marines. They were similar, but he couldn't join. Tony was in the Marine. He couldn't join ranks with the Navy, even though they had similar jobs, but they were specific. You have a specific place in God's plan in life. And so each one of us have to be that gift to somebody. This Christmas. Yeah, keep on shakala da tahasa. God's going to stretch some of us. He just already did stretch me. He's going to stretch some of us to go beyond the ordinary. And I'm not just talking about in things, but in doing and loving and being that gift and giving that smile to that person that's worried or that person that's in the store and just struggling. And you got the money in your pocket and you say, here. Every good gift and every perfect gift. Let's look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, 15, and 18. Verses 7, 15, and 18. God made man, how? In his image and after his likeness. Say, I'm like God. You can't tell me any differently. I am like God. He said so himself. I have to develop it, though. I have to work on it, though. You know, I'm married to Jimmy, 50, however many years, 32. And I've chosen to be a faithful wife, but, you know, I could have run out there and act like I couldn't have, but could have, you understand, like I wasn't married. And I've been all wrong. And so if we are not taking God, the God in us that he put in us and made us, then we're doing it all wrong. Somebody's listening right now and you are at the crossroads. You are at the crossroads, and we read it in Romans, and thank you, Lord. I'll turn back there. Romans 6 and 23. It says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The Lord is saying to you, let go of that death, that sin that so easily besets you. He said, I came that you might have life, John 10:10, and have it more abundant life. But if you keep going the road that you're going, your spiritual death is imminent and your physical death will soon follow. Now that's a word and a warning to somebody specifically to hear this word tonight. He said, I give good gifts and my gift is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Our Lord, he said, just make a turn, do an about face, separate yourself from the sin. He said, it's not hard. I will help you make the decision, for I am the Lord your God. Amen. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, and the Lord formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathe into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. God breathed himself into man. When we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, the breath of God comes into our spirit. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, and old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Say, I'm new. Every morning, amen. Every day, I stay new and shined up, amen. I'm thinking about Mr. Lynn. Some of you knew Tiny's dad, Mr. Lynn. The man lived in the country, never saw any mud on his truck. He lived in the country on the dust, dirty road. They said he would get off from work and wash his truck before he went to bed. Shine, shine, shine. New. Every day, all the time. That's how we are. We are gifts of God to this world. Amen. Don't you know that whenever all of the Christians go, it will be darkness everywhere? That's why we have to stand up and take a stand, no matter how bad it seems. We are here. We are the gift to this world. We are the gift to somebody who's lost, because we have God in us. And as we share God with those we come in contact with, then they are able to be set free and have the gift of eternal life. Verse 15. And the Lord took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord commanded him, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest eat freely, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat. In the day that thou eatest, thou shalt surely die. And God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make a helper for him. 22. Let me see if I want to go to 22. Let's back up. 21. And God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto him. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh, and she shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. God's gift to Adam was Eve. God's gift to Adam and Eve were their children. So he's continuously giving good gifts. Can you say amen? Amen. Then time just zipped on by. Can you say zipped on by? You know, you've seen those, especially cartoons or some show, and you say, shoo, and it zips on by. And then we have Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and turn to Isaiah 9 and 6. Isaiah 9 and 6. Isaiah 9 and 6. And then Abraham came and he obeyed God and he followed God's plan for his life and all through the Bible and all. And then came to the prophet Isaiah, and God said, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen before it happens. What is the gift that God has given us? The Holy Ghost, who can show us things to come. Let us know before it happens. Show us how to deal with whatever we need to deal with. Would you say that's a good gift? Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. So the prophet said, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called, say it, Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Why did Jesus say in John 14, my peace I give unto you, let not your heart be troubled? All through the New Testament, peace, peace, peace. Somebody is, you're frustrated right now. You may be in here. But I'm thinking they're watching. You're frustrated right now. And it seems like I wish I had more to give for Christmas. And give them Jesus. Give them the love of God.